844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio. I'm Gabriel Morenci, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, now on YouTube as well. A raging redhead, Cam Stewart, will step up and in, scraping a strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he's been all week long. And it's interesting, you know, I know Cam very well, and he hasn't been, like, lit up, like, fully lit once yet since he's checked in, but he was very alert, like, that first day. You could tell, like, I could tell he wasn't, like, hungover. He wasn't drunk. You know, on Tuesday, you could tell, you know, he was in a better mood. Wednesday, he was in a very good mood. And then yesterday, like, after 4 days, he had the, like, mini slur. Not, like, the full, but he was there, hey, game, I tell you. Like, he had that little, you know, like, it was, like, day four of Vegas. Now it's Friday. I guarantee you he got wrecked last night. Like, I know him. I will ask him, and he's pretty honest. So Cam's in Vegas, but he's going to step up. And then George Kurtz has left the compound, and it didn't take an extradition order.
How do you know? Maybe Cardano threatened me.
Didn't take law enforcement to pull him out. George Kurtz in Studio 34. What's up, George?
You know, it's nice to be here. I actually like the city. I do like the city. I just I avoid it. I like it, but I avoid it.
So, you know, you live on Long Island, and it's amazing. You're a big Islander fan, and the Islanders are playing on the island, and here you are suddenly in the city. The irony.
I didn't think of that when Mike asked me to come in. I really didn't. It didn't dawn on me. The Islanders
were playing. Going to the game anyways. You were going to be watching them.
But it's a Friday night. The Islanders don't play Friday nights. They play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It doesn't even dawn on you. Playoffs, I get it. But it didn't dawn on me the Islanders would play tonight.
Yeah, well, they are playing tonight, and in fact, it's going to be one of my best bets tonight, and it's not the New York Islanders.
I agree.
That I like, but we don't want to give that all away. We're going to run through the picks. We got Masters going on, and dudes, our parlay's dead. It sucks. And thank Paul Casey for that, son of a bitch. I believe he's Paul Casey's British, right? So what's the proper term? We should call him a wanker.
Wanker, right?
Yeah. Thanks, you freaking wanker.
Bloody fool.
Yeah, good job. Like, he's terrible. I think he's like plus 10 or something like that. And down we go. Listen, we're still in contention. We still have John Robb. We still have Kuchar. We got a puncher's chance still, but whatever. The parlays blow, man. These like, big money line parlays that I see right now. Winner May just sent me a 10-team parlay. 10-team parlay. It pays $3,831. He's got the Brooklyn Nets to beat Philadelphia tomorrow. The Raptors to beat the Magic. The Warriors to beat the Clippers. The Nuggets, all right. The Pacers to beat the Celtics. Oklahoma City, Milwaukee Bucks, Houston Rockets, Tampa Bay Lightning, and the San Jose Sharks. What do you think, George? 10-team parlay, $3,800. Tampa Bay Lightning favorites, I believe, Dave Martinez. He's like Captain Chalk. He walked up to the window and said, give me the Lightning tonight.
Listen. They probably should have won game one. I guess they turned off the gas, turned off the lights once they were up 3-0. Borowski made a couple of big saves that could have made it a 4-goal game.
He played
probably
he did.
Over. What's the worst lead in hockey?
A 2-goal lead?
It's 3-goal lead, they say, is the worst.
They say 2. Don Cherry says 2.
Don Cherry.
Three-goal lead, then you're... It's the 2-goal lead, George. 2 goals.
I'm pretty sure it's the 3-goal lead, they say.
No, he didn't trust me.
I don't know. There's no way to look that up, by the way. I don't think I'm going to be able to find that.
Yeah, we'll ask people. People will contribute to this.
NHL Live said 3-goal leads.
The worst, it's a 2-goal lead. The worst lead in hockey is a 2-2. It's 2-2. 3-3, like, you know, 3, you're just an idiot for blowing the lead then.
Just forget it.
2 is dangerous because you take the pedal off the metal. It's a 2-goal lead.
Lead in hockey.
It's 2 goals.
Yeah, I think logically you make sense, but I believe the saying is 3.
It's 2.
Oh, damn it, it's 2. See, now I'm wrong.
Where's it popping up? What's it saying? Yeah.
No, it's 2. It says 2. You're right.
I'm telling you.
Already starting off not too well for me.
Canadian.
Yeah, you should know this, right?
Yeah, like that's like your argument. It's like me arguing with you about hot dogs.
No, before you and Cam joined, by the way, every person from Canada that was ever on this show, whether a guest or Pat Mayo, didn't like hockey. It was like just screwing with me. You know, Matt Mayo, I mean.
Pat Mayo, for some reason.
Not a hockey guy.
He's an elitist.
Tim McLeod. We'd have him on a guest on. Doesn't like hockey. He's from Toronto.
Mayo's like an elitist. Refuses. Like, Pat Mayo likes to be a contrarian.
I used to argue with Scott Engel all the time. How can you not like hockey? It's pretty much everything an American likes. Fast.
Scott Engel doesn't like fighting. Anything besides the Mets, the Seahawks, and the band Kiss. He likes the band Kiss a lot.
Listen, I've been in studio with him when he dressed up. Okay, that's just scary.
He dressed up as like
as one of the Kiss members. I'm not a Kiss guy. I mean, I don't mind them. I like a couple of songs, but I don't know the. I know Gene Simmons from. I like Gene Simmons better as an actor.
Anybody have a picture of this of Engel dressed up?
Oh, I'm sure you can find. I've seen pictures. Look on his Facebook page. I'm sure you'll see it somewhere.
It's probably actually pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate way to describe it.
Okay, I love the King, but yeah, I don't want to be.
I saw therapy.
Yeah, I'm sure this was you needed therapy. After that. So, yeah, we'll talk some hockey, Masters, NBA playoffs, MMA. We got a little something for everybody. Steve Merrill's going to step up and in. We'll talk basketball, NASCAR with Merrill. Babano joins us. We'll talk hockey with Babano. Although Babano will have basketball picks for us, but he admittedly, you know, he says he watched the NBA. I think he watched as much NBA as George Kurtz did this year. How many NBA games did you watch, George?
Zero.
Didn't watch one game.
Sorry. Second of a game. Cool highlights.
At least you're being honest. Like, Babano claims he's watched every national televised game this year. It's a lot of games, Babano.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio. Now on YouTube as well. It's a Friday. The grind continues as the playoffs have just begun, man. It's only been 2 days of NHL hockey, and I feel like an NHL player after like 2 months of NHL hockey. I've got like the late night gambler's hangover. Over the last couple of nights. I haven't been drinking, but I feel like sort of like groggy and like, oh, God. Like one of these mornings, like it's amazing. I'm like, you know, we're like Butch Goring. Yeah, we show up on a daily basis. We come to play, baby. We come to play on a daily basis. But, you know, this morning I woke up my usual time at about 6:30, 6:45 or whatever, and I wasn't feeling it. So I was like, ah, I'm good, whatever. And next thing I knew, I just sort of opened my eyes. I was like, oh, boy. And I don't know. I don't have like a clock on my wall or anything like that. So I was like, I had no idea what time it was. I was like, I looked. I was thinking, I was like, why do I think it's going to be like 8:40 now or something? But it was like 8 o'clock, which normally I'm already on the way to the studio by 8 o'clock. But instead, I had to get up in a panic and like fly out. And of course, earlier in the week, we had the alarm. You know, we had the evacuation notice at 6 a.m. The following night, we had car alarms going off. I don't know, man. There's something going on here this week, but all we can do is fight through it. All right. Do we have Steve Merrill, Yang? All right. Thank you. All right. Steve Merrill steps up and in. Sorry, Steve. I didn't realize you were there. Normally, I'm told.
I always like to hear what you're thinking.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Random thoughts with Moretzi. Long story short, Steve, I'm beaten down. I'm fried. I'm tired.
Need more sleep, man. 6:30 is early.
Oh, it is. I went to bed at like 3 o'clock. Like two exactly. Nights in a row, I've done like three and a half hours. And earlier in the week, I was doing like, I only do like 5 normally, but starting to mess with me, man. And whatever. I like to be hardcore. I always believe you'll sleep when you're dead. But at the same point in time, I've told the story before, guys, that the U.S. military did war games, Steve. And they had sleep-deprived troops versus drunk troops.
and the drunk troops won.
Yeah.
Like you're, so you were, you know, you were better off being drunk than like, you know, like sleep deprived, because you don't think. And honestly, from a gambling perspective, Steve, it can catch up to you. Like, we don't, no one ever really talks about the mental or the health aspect or the physical aspect of handicapping. And I'm sure people are, what are you talking about? But I was talking, it was, who's the, one of the big poker players there? Phil Hellmuth. I was on a Scotty Farrell show with Phil Hellmuth, and he said, you know, he was playing better recently. And Scotty said, you know, what are you playing better for suddenly? You know, what's the run? He said, honestly, I'm sleeping more. And he said, I used to want to be like Captain Cool and hardcore, and yeah, I could play for 18 hours and I can outlast everybody. He said, I was making bad decisions and I was analyzing my games after. And he said, really, I was doing stupid things that I wouldn't normally do because I was tired. And he goes, now I make sure I drink smoothies, I sleep a little bit more, and I've been winning more. And it's something to be said for sports gambling. See, if you're dead tired, you can't think, you can't handicap.
No question. I've seen studies. They say the biggest health risk to the society right now is lack of sleep. You know, there's probably 20-25% of the population thinks they can survive on 5 or 6 hours. And realistically, I think like 1% of people can really do it. Trump does it, by the way. He might be that 1%. Who knows? But yeah, about
3 hours sleep
in
Arby's.
They can do it. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you talk about sleeping when you're dead. The thing is, if you don't get enough sleep now, you'll be sleeping sooner than later. So that's another way to look at it.
Very, very. Very, very good point.
Optimistic viewpoint there.
Yeah, I'm getting depressed. So are you. George Kurtz in the corner. Cabs in Vegas. Kind of depressing here. Like, would you say, Kurtz, you only sleep 5 hours a night?
Yeah, because generally I go to bed after the last game's over, which, you know, baseball's 1:30-ish, and then I have to wake up with the kids 7:30, which is every day.
So you're going to bed after that last out in the Angel game or something?
I mean, listen, if the game's 9-0 or something silly like that and I don't have anything riding on it, sure. Maybe I'll go to bed a little earlier, but it's hard for me to go to bed any earlier.
And we all need to move to the West Coast. There won't be a problem, Steve. The games will be over nice and early.
Yeah, I've always joked I'm not on West Coast time. I'm on Hawaiian time sometimes.
Steve, I think I'm on Martian time sometimes. I'm on space time.
You're on Guam time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what time I'm on, bro. I give up. I give up. All right. NBA playoffs, Steve. So which one of these series is going to be an upset? And I did a video for FanDuel earlier in the day, you know, giving my NBA thoughts. And I said, I think at plus 200, San Antonio and Denver go 7 games. You look at both these teams, both dominant on their home courts. They don't lose at home, either team. And neither team really plays defense. I don't see either team winning on the road along the way here. I think we look at a high scoring, long series. I think the series goes 7 games. That's the prop I gave. Spurs and Nuggets to go 7 games, plus 200.
Yeah, the one thing I always say about the NBA playoffs, of all the sports, we probably see less upsets in the NBA. The cream usually rises to the top. These 7-game series from round one on now really usually enables the better team to win. You know, it's the exact opposite, obviously, with March Madness and the NCAA tournament. It's a one-and-done. NFL playoffs are a one-and-done. Baseball and hockey are different as well because pitchers and goaltending can carry an inferior team. But in the NBA, you really don't have like a single position like that. And the better teams normally win. So for the most part, the favorites are going to win all these series. So I think if you're looking for some upsets, you want to look for those competitively priced round one series. And the Spurs jumped out as a 2-1 underdog, obviously. Not as powerful as they've been in years past, but boy, they have a pedigree there that knows how to win still in the postseason.
What do you make of the fact? It's very, very weird. Let's talk dichotomies here, Steve, because Oklahoma City are the road team, and Oklahoma City are the series favorites, yet Portland are the favorites in game one. Very bizarre. In fact, I can't recall ever seeing this, and you and I have done this a long time. We always talk about this, that generally, Steve, game one, the money line, is pretty much the same as what the money line in the series is. If you look, that's generally the way this pattern works. You know, the money line in game one will be the money line of what the series is, but Oklahoma City are favored in the series, yet Portland are favored by 3 points in game one.
Yeah, you know, home court's usually worth at least 3 to 4 in the postseason, so I think they are saying Oklahoma City's about a point better overall, and that's probably why with these series adjusted price, they're going to be a bigger home favorite than Portland's going to be here in 1 and 2. I do feel like we've seen a recent game. I remember a year or two we had the same conversation with another, like, competitively priced series here. But you're right. I mean, it doesn't happen often. And if you have an opinion one way or the other on the game one of the series, it allows you probably to finagle a little bit more as far as hedging and getting fancy with how you play it. You know, a lot of times You're better off playing the series price instead of a game one or a game two price, depending on how you think it's going to play out.
I'm just looking at some totals here. Wow, the total's high. They didn't have this up earlier. The Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers total, 232 points. 232. And that's what the total is for the Clippers and the Warriors. It's the playoffs now. There is a slower pace. I hate betting unders, but I can't believe that these games are going to be track meets. Like, I don't think Brooklyn, Philadelphia will get to 232. And the Clippers and the Warriors, the Warriors probably blow them out. And if it's one of these games, like it's 118-100 or something like that, it's not getting there. We've seen this script before with the Warriors with these high totals where they blow you out, the other team taps out, the Warriors put the bench in, and the game stays under the number. What do you make of these high numbers at 232 and the Nets, Sixers, and then Clippers, Warriors?
Yeah, the whole reason that Sixers total is off the board until recently is because Embiid, of course, is questionable with the knee injury. Jimmy Butler, he's activated. His back does bothering him. Reddick's had a back issue as well. So Philly's pretty banged up. I think they'll be healthy come game time, but that's a concern as well with such a high total. I think you bring up a good point in that Golden State series, Gabe. You know, that's a veteran team. They know all they have to do is win and play again. No need for them to route them as a 12.5-point favorite. That would be a concern about the over because you could definitely see in the fourth quarter a lot of those guys on the bench for Golden State.
I've been telling people I like the over in the Spurs-Nuggets game in game one, and I still do. The total is 211 points there. Then on to on the Sunday, the Pacers are getting 7. The Celtics are an interesting team, Steve. You know, they're very good. They can be very good, but they lose Marcus Smart, which is a devastating injury for them. He does a lot of the little things for this team. You know, you think the Pacers plus 7 worth a look in game one?
Yeah, it's hard to know what to make of the Celtics right now with the injury situation. All things equal, they're the much better team, though.
I will take a quick break, and when are you good till? Like 4:27 or 9 or something, right?
Yeah, that works fine. Yep.
And we'll talk a little baseball on the other side. Steve Merrill, CoversExperts.com. Game Time Decisions continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, things continue to work out brilliantly in Los Angeles since LeBron James is there. LeBron shows up, Magic, gone. Luke Walton, he gone. But we'll get to that after. Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com with us. George Kurtz in for Cam Stewart. And George, looking at the baseball board, I've been all about the NHL. I've been all about the NBA, specifically the NBA the last 24 hours since I've seen the matchups, the odds, the props, and everything. So what's going on the baseball diamond tonight?
All right, well, tonight, no Gary Sanchez for the Yankees. He's put on the injured list. The Yankees don't have anybody left. It's really just about Aaron Judge and Torres from their opening day lineup.
It's insane.
I mean, that's 12 people now, 12 guys on the IL. Hey, but they'll get CeCe Sabathia back tomorrow. They're saved.
Wow. And Tampa Bay, you know what? They were plus 360 yesterday, Steve, as of yesterday, to win this division. Futures, I don't like waiting, but we know it's early, but the Yankees really are just like suffocated with injuries right now. Been an interesting start to the season, Steve, with Seattle, Tampa Bay, Detroit, a lot of upstart teams have been winning baseball games.
Yeah, Tampa Bay at 10-3, the only team with a winning record in the East right now. Keep in mind, they were very competitive last year. Had they been in any other division in baseball, they probably would have been in the playoffs. They just had to be behind the Yankees and the Red Sox, unfortunately, last year. You know, that makes it tougher to win as you play more divisional games against tough opponents. Right now, Boston at 4-9, that's the team I keep waiting to wake up. Like them last night, they did not come through on the run line. And same with Houston. You know, Houston's had a slow start as well. They've cost us a couple games. Still think those are the two teams to beat in the AL, and I know it is early, but at some point you got to start turning it on.
Well, we're going to find out a lot, guys, about Seattle this week. You know, Seattle were 6-1 on the recent road trip. They were 2-0 when they went to Japan. Seattle's offense is just absolutely killing it. They're 13-2 on the season, 9-1 in their last 10 baseball games. But the knock on them, and me and George have been talking about this. Hard to say why they don't play anybody, because most of the American League is below average as it is, Steve. But now we get the Houston Astros. Like, you know, it sounds crazy that this is a big series this early in the season, but if you're the Astros and you're 8-5, you're taking on a 13-2 team. Say the Mariners sweep them, and suddenly they're 16-2. Hey, like, they're building a little cushion, Steve. Like, even for the wild cards, like, I like to look at the playoff probability odds, and Seattle are already up to 54% right now. They were like at zero before the year started.
Yeah, I like that offense, especially during the regular season. You know, obviously postseason, they're going to have some pitching. But that offense, as you said, I mean, to put this in perspective, there's only one team in the American League right now that has more than 61 runs scored, and that's Oakland, who's played a couple extra games and everybody. They're like at 86. Seattle's at 117 runs scored. I mean, it's insane what they've been doing. And over in the National League, there's only one team that's above 80, I think, and that's the Dodgers, who have 96. So L.A. to Dodgers, Seattle Mariners offense have barely been head above everybody else so far.
All right, Steve Merrill. All right, Steve, so before we get you out of here, what's going on this week in NASCAR?
Well, we got Richmond tonight, the Xfinity tomorrow, the Cup Series. It's supposed to rain all day tomorrow and Saturday in Richmond area, so it looks like it might be pushed to Sunday. Kyle Busch has been dominant on this track, and he's been great everywhere else. He's obviously the guy to beat once again.
I hate to say it because, you know, I've left it on the board a couple of times where I look at the odds, and I'm seeing it right now, plus 250. And, you know, that's for him to win the championship overall. But that's pretty much what his odds are for these races. It's like, well, he's only plus 300. He's only plus 250. But then he wins. And then after you realize, well, it'd be nice if I would have hit that plus 250.
Yeah, you know what, Gabe, when I really like using him, he won last week at Bristol, unfortunately. He did not win the week before. He's almost an automatic play coming off a loss. You know how we play Class A teams
off a loss.
In other sports? He's really become that because he is that much more dominant, and he gets that focus. So the only thing that I don't love about him at Richmond this week is that he won last week, as silly as it sounds.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com. Covers experts. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
There's Steve Merrill. With us. Yeah, we've been missing out, man. We've been so focused. So it's, yeah, Richmond is supposed to be Saturday night. So he's saying it's raining there, might be pushed back. Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin's very good at Richmond as well. You know, I think those two will be in the mix. And basically, Kyle Busch, like I said, it never seems like it's good odds for him. It's not worth it, but he wins so often. It actually is. I mean, the guy's just been on a freaking tear. And that's the one thing with NASCAR, guys. If you bet on NASCAR, is that whoever whoever the hot driver of the year is, basically, you ride them. Whether it's Busch, remember a couple of years ago, Harvick was winning like every week. Harvick was winning, you know. And it's not like the driver. The driver comes into it, but it's the crew, it's the car, it's the garage, it's the setup, etc. And sometimes, you know, one Chevrolet or Toyota, or whoever is going to be ahead of the curve, ahead of their opposition. All right, so thanks to Steve Merrill for stepping up and in. The New York Yankees, they have the perfect team right now, trying to get some wins going, and so do the Boston Red Sox. Like, both these teams, if they both lose to like the Orioles and the White Sox over the weekend, then let the panic and the bitching begin for real.
Hey, the Yankees to start off with, they lost what, 2 out of 3 to Baltimore, 2 out of 3 to Detroit. They did sweep Baltimore. Play the White Sox again, but like I said, no Sanchez. Now we're hearing Dellin Betances in his sim game. That didn't go well either. So apparently he's going back for another MRI. And he may not be coming back as early as expected here. Sooner or later, I mean, you got a bottom of the order now for the Yankees. That's just automatic outs. Romine, Urshela. I mean, Urshela can catch the ball. Yes, he's fantastic. He's Brooke Robinson. Unfortunately, he can't hit a lick. You know, Clint Frazier maybe keeps developing, I should say. But sooner or later, all these injuries are going to catch up to them.
Minus 215 tonight. Giolito on the hill for the White Sox.
J.A. Happ.
Minus, Happ goes for the Bronx Bombers. Over under is 10. There, Corbin goes for the Nationals tonight against Williams. Stanek, minus 144 on the road. Tampa Bay at Toronto. And I generally think the only times that you really... Listen, Shoemaker's been really, really good. Like, the Blue Jays pitching's been good. Stroman, Sanchez... you know, Shoemaker's been, you know, surprisingly good. Now Thornton on the hill tonight. Tampa will probably just keep it rolling. Man, you know, it's minus 144. You don't like laying that type of price there. Rodriguez is minus 250, Boston and Baltimore.
Man, Rodriguez has been terrible.
This is
he's been terrible.
I wouldn't lay minus 250 with these guys.
No, I got 260 here, so you're better than I am here. But
like I've been saying, you know, we said it with the Boston Red Sox losing early, even though I thought the Red Sox would be great again. And we're not going to write them off fully, but they are sucking. And I don't really have a problem with it. And I told people, like, eventually the city of Boston sports teams are going to come back down to earth. It'll be, like, back to reality and stuff where, you know, you don't win, like, a dumbass kid, the greedy kid, 17 years old, this is my 12th championship parade.
Well, it's like, you know, the Patriots, yeah. What, how old do you have to be to understand losing in New England? The Patriots, 30? They've won for 20 years now, so
they started winning in 2003, so they've only won for 17 years.
25 years. If you're less than 25 years old, you have no idea what a losing season is for the Patriots. You have no clue.
And for the most part, other teams have all been, like, the Red Sox have won, what, three times since they won the first time? Two more, like three overall?
It's at least three.
In the modern, yeah. They've won.
They won in 04.
Boston Bruins won. The Celtics won a couple.
They won a good run.
Yeah, it's like I said, they've been racked 12 championships in the city in the last 17 years. And eventually, like I said, it's going to catch up. And, you know, like, their fan bases become spoiled, right? You see the...
Because you're used to it. You're used to
Red
winning.
The Red Sox fans are already sour and stuff. They won 87 years without winning, and they win a bit. Now they're all sour because they lose their freaking home opener. But I'm telling you, one by one, they're all going down. And speaking of which, the Boston Bruins last night. Cash it. Plus 125. And I bitched about this morning. All the Leaf bashers. All the Leaf bashers.
They went away?
Yeah. All the Leafs can't play defense. The two narratives I heard the most yesterday, George. The Leafs can't play defense. And Mike Smith is the weak link.
Yeah, that worked out well.
I got to tell you. I don't like to exaggerate or use hyperbole that much when it comes to goalies. That was like one of the best playoff goaltending performances I've seen in recent memory.
He stepped up.
It actually reminded me of like Patrick Roy. Like he was even hamming it up. Boom.
Oh yeah, the glove and he keeps going up there. Yeah. Roy used to do that all the time.
Does anyone measure this guy's pads though?
They're
big.
Do they measure them before these games?
But man, the pads are big, man.
Do they measure it before the games? When they had this big...
I think they probably do.
They probably, especially with a playoff game, you would think they would certainly do, right? Because what, pants going to be 12 inches now?
It's just, he's
like
such
that.
A big dude to begin with. And then, like, he's very, like, he's, like, bigger than Hextall was. But massive saves, man. When that game was scoreless last night...
He was good.
He kept them in it. Like, he made monster saves. Colorado really, like, played well. They should have been in it. You know, that was Mike Smith stole that game last night for Calgary. You know, Calgary were pretty composed last night. Nice win for them last night. But wow, Mike Smith, what a performance. So that's what I'm always talking about, guys. Narratives often, like, they don't mean anything.
No, they're fun to talk about, but they can be blown apart in one game.
Because in the playoffs, it changes, right?
You never know what a player's thinking as far as their attitude. Right, their attitude. I mean, some of these teams will go through the regular season like, okay, next. They get bored. You know, the NHL is a long season. What, 7 months? And some of these guys get bored. They want to play in the playoffs. Come January, February, it's the dog days, whatever you want to call it. And they want to play for the playoffs, so players change as well. Mike Smith was great last night. He absolutely was. This game, I think if Colorado could have scored the first goal, they might have won 4-0. That was the kind of game it was.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. This is where goaltending comes into play in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Mike Smith, spectacular. And if he gets red hot like this and it continues... Teams like to get more comfortable up front because they're like, well, our guy's got this. He's red hot. You know, we can just take a little bit more liberty in the offensive end because we know the goalie has our back. But, yeah, spectacular performance from Mike Smith last night. Spectacular performance by me last night. We gave it a Leafs plus 125, and we gave it a parlay plus 146. You see, that's the night you didn't gamble, George. You go out.
Yeah, but I would have lost on the over on Boston and the over on Calgary as well. So it would have worked out.
I'm staying away from these stupid totals. I'm betting the Penguins tonight.
Boo.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions continues. Fantasy Sports, our radio network, iHeart Radio, now on YouTube as well. Countdown is on to the NBA playoffs. We've got night three of the Stanley Cup playoffs this evening. And, you know, they say that a playoff series hasn't begun until a team loses it on home ice. So, in other words, well, a couple of these playoff series have begun. The Tampa Bay Lightning... The Tampa Bay Lightning were -240 favorites earlier this morning, and people are just hammering this and steaming it up. I'm seeing at some spots it's -290. FanDuel has the Lightning right now, -270. And it's funny because Joe Ranieri asked earlier, like, if teams will be overreactions in the National Hockey League with...
of course they will be.
With the odds, but more so... More, I told him, not really. Like, people won't jump off on board. And look, like, Tampa, instead of, like, saying, oh, Tampa are done, they're bigger favorites now than they were the other night even. Like, they're monster favorites right now tonight. People are just convinced automatically that, ooh, they're going to bounce back because they lost game one. I'm not so sure. I don't want any part of the Lightning tonight. Not at +270.
I don't think people should overreact to game one. I mean, they weren't going to go 16-0. They were going to lose some games. All right, so it's one game. We wouldn't care if this was game three. You care about game one. It's the way they lost. You had a 3-0 lead up to the first period. And, I mean, Columbus had to be thinking about replacing Bobrovsky and going to Corposalo. They had to be thinking that. And for Tortorella to keep him in there, and then all of a sudden one goal goes in.
He helped steal a game for them.
He did. Well, Bobrovsky made a couple of big saves. It easily could have been 4-0, and then the game is over. This is where the discussion of the where I was wrong with the two-goal lead came in. Good for him. Good for Tortorella. Good for Bobrovsky, because I think the series might have gone away from him. If it's 3-0, they replace Bobrovsky and Corposalo doesn't do well, then the series may be over after one game. Now we have a series.
And the Columbus Blue Jackets are a type of team as well that, you know, they've been in the league for a little while now. They've never had a lot of postseason success. And in fact, they've had more postseason disappointment more than anything. It's been a real roller coaster year for them. They decide to keep the team together and then even add to it, surprising most in the National Hockey League by doing it. You just got to believe, George, that once things start going well for this Columbus team, that they're going to be a real bitch to deal with. They've had like a lot of obstacles and bad luck over the years. You know, look, last year they were up 2-0 on the Capitals and they blew it, right? Like, they've been down this road before. Coming back from the 3-0 deficit the other night, I think gives this team a lot of inner confidence moving forward. And you know, this, like I said, I don't trust Tampa tonight. I wouldn't lay them. I wouldn't even put them in a parlay. I think Columbus can win again tonight.
I think they can also. I might still trust Tampa. I don't think Tampa's going down 2-0 on home ice tonight. But as for Columbus, you said it last year, down 2-0 to Washington. Washington, the eventual Stanley Cup winner. Game three went to double overtime. They had a post, and that was an inside of the post,
yep,
not the outside. That's a difference of a half an inch, and they win that game 3-0, and Washington's done. Yes, there's a lot of pressure on Columbus. Panarin's gone after the season. Bobrovsky's gone after the season. They made a bunch of trades to add Duchesne, add DeZingle, and they don't have much left in the cupboard as far as what's going on after this year. It's probably a rebuilding time after this year. But they got enough good players. Panarin, Dubois, you know, Duchesne, Atkinson, DeZingle. These are good players. Werenski, Seth Jones, good players. Tampa's certainly deeper and better. But hey, Vasilevskiy has to play like it, and Hedman looked terrible in game one. You have to wonder if that concussion is still affecting him.
You know, in Tampa have been down this road before. There's a saying in hockey that, you know, you grip the stick too much. You know, you grip the stick a little bit too tightly. And I'm sure that's going to lead to some easy lowbrow humor in our chat right now. But that is the case. And basically, like, Tampa Bay, it's not just a team that's down one game in a series. Past disappointments and teams that have underachieved in past years, it carries over into the next year. It hovers around. We all know this as Toronto Raptor fans.
You know, as a Toronto Raptor fan, let's be real. The Raptors' postseason disappointment in past years is a cloud over the team. Will the cloud dissipate and the sun shine? Maybe. Right? Maybe. Now, Tampa have been down this road before. They've lost game ones and have come back. Yet, like I stated, I'm saying I'm a little surprised to see the numbers this high at minus 270, 290. I was on the under in game one at 6.5. I got burnt because of the late goals. I don't really have a strong feel for the total here, George. I'm not going to mess with the total here.
I'm not going to. It's too much. I got minus 320. There's no way I'm betting on Tampa tonight. A parlay, I could think about it. I got 6.5. I think it probably goes over, but like you, I'm probably not touching this game either. Just it's too high for me to go 6.5.
The Islanders and the Penguins, the total's 5.5, and I can't do it. Even though I like betting unders in the playoffs, and I will try to find a spot, guys, but I had the under in game one here. You get these late goals. Once a game's, 2-2's not that high scoring. And then, boom, next thing you know, it's 3-2, and either the other team ties it and you lose, or you get the empty net and you lose. It's tough to beat a 5.5 in today's modern NHL. Like, I just stay away from fives for the most part because you're sort of just playing for a push at that rate. But I'm not going to touch the total here. I'm just going to take the Pittsburgh Penguins in this game. And I talked about, I warned people all week that the Pittsburgh Penguins struggle in game ones of playoff series. And we saw them. They didn't really struggle, but they lost the game ultimately. But, you know, Pittsburgh, with the experience that they have, George, should be able to dial it up a notch tonight and escape from New York with at least a split.
We talked about it the other day before game one, right? The Islanders had to win game one. They had to feed off that energy at Nassau Coliseum, and they had to win. If they didn't, this would be a five-game series. It would have been over real quick. The Islanders did what they had to do. They had a couple of goals disallowed, and it still fought through it. But Pittsburgh, they're not going to go down. I can't believe they're going to go down 2-0. Crosby scoreless in game one. He's not going scoreless again. They'll play better. They know they have to win this game. They can't go back to Pittsburgh. They didn't play poorly in game one. They really didn't. You know, there was a couple of posts that were hit on both sides here. And I think Pittsburgh takes care of business tonight. I think it'll be a 1-1 going back to Pittsburgh.
The thing that really impressed me about the Islanders in game one was
a power play goal.
Was the team speed. Yeah, they scored a power play goal, but the team speed, the energy, and the forechecking, they really did a good job of clogging the ice. There was wherever the puck was, bam, there was like three or four blue jerseys there instantly. They did a very good job with this. They're clearly the faster team. Pittsburgh aren't a young team. I think, you know, they're skilled, they're experienced, but they're not like, you know, they're not the fastest team in the league. The Islanders do look like a fresher, sort of faster, hungrier team than Pittsburgh. But with that being stated, there'll be a sense of urgency tonight with the Penguins that just wasn't there in game one.
Now, you're getting no argument from me. I agree with you. The Islanders need to use their speed. And Pittsburgh, although they may be slow, they're not Tampa Bay or Toronto as far as being teams that don't hit back. They have some guys that will hit as well. But I think Matt Martin, Cizikas, and Clutterbuck, that fourth line, the Islanders need to feed off that. They don't have anywhere near the weapons Pittsburgh has. I mean, nobody, even Barzal, is not as good a player as Crosby, Malkin, Kessel. So they got to play that grinded-out game. Hit them, force mistakes.
Here we got the Blues and the Jets. We'll get into that. Cam Stewart of Babanda will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. Vegas and San Jose. Vegas was one team that surprised me a little bit, George, and just how flat they were in game one. I was expecting a little more. They just really, I don't know, maybe the Sharks were that good, but the Vegas Golden Knights just seemed to be a little bit overwhelmed in game one.
It was strange. I didn't see that coming either. I picked Vegas to be my conference representatives out west. Last two games of the regular season, once again, Marc-Andre Fleury played but didn't play well. I think the team was flat going in for whatever reason. They've had nothing to play for about a month. You know, they had the third seed locked up. They weren't going anywhere. They couldn't catch San Jose, and nobody could catch them from behind, so that's where they were going to finish. I think it took them game one to figure it out. Maybe they'll wake up this game. Martin Jones, you and I had our doubts about him. I still have my doubts about him, but he played
well. There's another goalie that people questioned. Exactly.
You know, is he a money goalie?
Yeah, but narratives, that's what I'm always saying. And Cam's a smart guy with this. Cam gets this, that narratives are like just there. It's low-hanging fruit. Like, we see this all the time. You know, in March Madness, teams that can't shoot threes suddenly start hitting a ton of threes. Teams that can't play defense suddenly, you know, are pitching shutouts all the time, and their defensemen are playing well. But pretty much every goalie, George, that was criticized coming into this played well. Freddie Anderson played well. Mike Smith couldn't have been any better. Guy literally had a shutout and made some spectacular, amazing saves along the way. Martin Jones? Oh, Martin Jones has been terrible. He's been terrible. Wow, the San Jose Sharks win the game easily.
You're right. We haven't seen a really poor performer, Jeff Mini goaltender.
Like whatever the... No, you're right. Like Winnipeg, both goalies were great in the first game.
One final, sure. I don't think we've seen we've seen some poor goals.
I didn't like a few of the goals for Tampa that were allowed.
They were weird.
Were a few skilled ones.
He was out of position. He was like a fish. He was scrambling. Yeah. He was doing dominant.
They were skilled.
Stuff.
Like Savard was nice plays, but at the same point in time, like Tortorella, ironically once famously stated, "You gotta make an effing save sometime." And that's the thing. Like when you have a 3-0 lead. The goalie, at some point, has to say, all right, everyone's melting down in front of me. Everyone sucks in front of me, but I've got to, I can't let them score again. But he clearly gets rattled. And I think, to me, this is like a problem for Tampa. He's good, but he's not the guy. If things go bad, they go bad. And we saw it the other night. But, you can say the same thing about the entire team. But I'm having my real reservations about this Tampa Bay team moving forward.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine tonight. I really do. I think in some ways it's a wake-up call for them that they took the foot off the gas. It was 3-0, and I know Bobrovsky made a couple of big saves, but then they just stopped playing. They just stopped playing Tampa hockey. If you watch the game, they were trying to make SportsCenter's top 10. They were trying to do tick, 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 and make these all pretty little passes, shoot the puck. When in doubt, shoot the damn puck. Crash the net, go back to basics. Shoot and crash. Not that hard a game. And I think that's what really cost them there is I think they got tried to get too cute, and Columbus called them on it.
Yeah, I've said it. I've been saying it all week, actually. You look at the majority of the goals in the playoffs this week and the last couple of nights. With the exception, Columbus had a couple of really nice sort of snipes. And, there was breakaway for Toronto, et cetera. But for the most part, I'd say like 70, 80% of the goals scored in the NHL playoffs so far this year have been sort of just flick at the net variety. Look at Joel Pavelski. They scored off his face.
It was Joel.
Yeah. Scoring like that's, and if you're Vegas, that's when you're screwed.
You lost some teeth, too.
That, like, when, the other team scores with a puck off the face. Like, the puck wasn't even on net. Like, it would have missed the net, but...
Good deflection by him.
Good deflection, yeah. Like, he didn't mean to do it.
No, I'm not... Listen, I'll deflect the puck in now
it's like
face.
A bullet, the puck. There's no time to move, right? Like, you saw after they scored, he didn't even care they scored. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, we scored. You saw him. He was like, F. Like, he dropped an F-bomb, and he was like,
he's picking up his chiclets. He's got teeth all over the ice. Remember James Neal took that high stick about 2 months ago?
Pay the price, George. You want to get your name on the cup, you got to pay the price.
I like my chiclets, man. I really do. I don't know if I want to take a puck to the face.
There's There's different levels of sacrifice, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to be a level down.
There's different levels of sacrifice. Yeah.
I played defense. I had no problem blocking shots. None. Didn't care. But then again, we wore a full cage. I wasn't worried about my face. But I know some guys stepped out of the way. Some guys were afraid. And, in the NHL,
I would actually encourage players to wear a full cage,
so
even in the NHL. Like, because of the injury, the salary, et cetera, and because of this. Like, I'd tell a guy, listen, you don't want to wear a cage in the regular season, fine, don't. But I tell him, listen, in the playoffs, I expect you to block shots with your face. Like, you could be even more reckless on the ice and take more chances, specifically on the defensive end. On the defensive end. Because that's always the fear, right? Nobody likes taking a foot off the, a puck off the foot or the ankle or the toe. Like, the front of the toe is real bad. No one likes to do it, but the real fear is people don't want to take one to the mouth, to the nose. They don't want to get their face broken open by a puck.
Well,
if you're wearing a cage, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, I agree. I love these guys who wear the visors that are all the way up here. They're not protecting anything.
Yeah, what's the point?
What are you doing?
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
At level one, winding down. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage, our radio cam. Stewart will step up and into the 5 o'clock hour. Bob Bano. We've got Kyle Anthony, wagertalk.com. Talk some UFC. What great fights that we have on the board here tonight. But we got NHL playoffs take center stage once again this evening. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball card as well. But NHL playoffs take center stage this evening. And then the NBA playoffs start tomorrow afternoon. We'll try to get you up to date as far as Joel Embiid and his status. But as far as the NHL is concerned, four games tonight. And, you know, I got burnt betting the unders the other night, like for the most part. The Nashville game went under, but I wasn't on it. I was on the under in the Tampa game, loser. I was on the under in the Vegas game, both late losses with the totals. I did hit the under in the Blues-Jets game, but I think tonight's going to be more of a lower scoring night. You know, after game one, some of these teams, like Vegas, are going to be much more intense tonight. They might not win the game, but I don't think they give up five goals again this evening. And what's the grand salami tonight, Kurt? So the total goals scored between all teams involved in the NHL.
I got 24 and a half here. That seems high to me.
Feels a little high, doesn't it?
That's an over-under of 6+. 6+. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I think that's a lot. Only for four games. I mean, what game are we think is going to be high-scoring here? St. Louis Winnipeg should be a low-scoring affair again.
That'll be low-scoring again, yeah. Right.
I completely agree with you about Vegas-San Jose. I can see San Jose winning, but not with five goals again. Now, unless there's two empty net goals, we get unlucky there. All right, Pittsburgh Islanders. I can see goals being scored there. I could.
Yeah, but what, seven goals?
Seven would be the max.
I don't think so, even. Like, maybe six, I think.
So Tampa.
Another 3-2 game with an empty netter or something. I think the Grand Salami is shaded to the under tonight.
I think it is as well. I'm not feeling it either. Not when it's plus 6+ a game. It seems high to me.
Now the total, 6.5 in Tampa, 5.5 on the island, 5.5 in Winnipeg, 6.5 in San Jose. I think the Grand Salami plays to the under this evening, guys.
I'm on board as well.
Level two coming up. George Kurtz going to get us caught up to date. The Raging Redhead Cab, Stuart Babano, Kyle Anthony, and more.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, I'm George Kurtz, and this is your Fantasy News Update. The NHL begins their Game 2 of the first round of the playoffs tonight. Columbus Blue Jackets at Tampa Bay Lightning. Columbus won Game 1 in a shocking upset after Tampa Bay blew a 3-0 lead. The Pittsburgh Penguins and New York Islanders will have a second game tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Islanders won Game 1, 4-3 in overtime on a Josh Bailey goal. The third game of the night is St. Louis at Winnipeg, 9:30 Eastern. St. Louis wins the first game 2-1 in a low-scoring affair. San Jose Sharks beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-2 in Game 1 of their series. That's the late game tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. The NBA begins their playoffs tomorrow. Brooklyn Nets at the Philadelphia 76ers at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. All times here are Eastern. Brooklyn Nets are plus 260. 76ers minus 320. Magic at the Raptors. They'll be the 5 o'clock game tomorrow. Plus 315 for the Raptors. Minus 410. I'm sorry, plus 315 for the Magic. Minus 410 for the Raptors. Clippers at the Warriors. 8 p.m. Eastern. Plus 740 for the Clippers. Minus 1,080 for the Warriors. Spurs at the Nuggets. That's the late game tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Plus 190 for the Spurs. Minus 235 for the Nuggets. The rest of the series will begin on Sunday. Pacers at Celtics. That'll be your 1 o'clock game. Plus 250 for the Pacers. Minus 310 for the Celtics. Oklahoma City Thunder, plus 135. Portland Trail Blazers, minus 160. That's the 3:30 game. 7 o'clock game. Pistons at Bucks, plus 720 for the Pistons. Minus 1,040 for the Bucks. And the late game on Sunday, Jazz at Rockets, plus 210 for the Jazz, minus 260 for the Rockets. In Major League Baseball today, we have one afternoon game. Chicago Cubs defeated the Los Angeles Angels 5-1. In this game, Cole Hamels goes 8 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 6 strikeouts, no walks in this game. Impressive performance by Cole Hamels. Anthony Rizzo hits his third home run of the season. Wilson Contreras Continuing his hot start, hits two home runs, his fourth and fifth on the season. Bote hit a home run as well in this game. The only run for the Los Angeles Angels, Albert Pujols with his second home run of the season. Tyler Skaggs falls to 1-2 on the season, pitched four innings, seven hits, four runs, all earned, seven strikeouts, no walks from him as well. Mike Trout did not play for the Angels and won't play this entire series as he is resting that groin. He had an MRI. The groin says that the swelling is down, but the Angels are playing it cautious here, so no Mike Trout for this weekend, but not expected to go on the IL. Either. Other games in Major League Baseball tonight. Pirates will take on the Washington Nationals. That game's a 7 o'clock start, but rain is in the forecast here, and there are some who believe it will be delayed. It may not start till post 9 o'clock on the East Coast. That's Williams versus Corbin here, plus 160 for Pittsburgh, minus 190 for the Washington Nationals. Philadelphia Phillies against the Marlins, Arrieta against Alcantara, minus 175 for Philadelphia, plus 145 for the Marlins. Zach Wheeler pitches for the Mets tonight against Wright for the Braves. Wheeler and the Mets are minus 110, and so are the Braves. Padres at the Diamondbacks. Paddock versus Weaver, minus 125 for the Padres, plus 105 for the Diamondbacks. Brewers are at the Dodgers, plus 140 for Corbin Burnes and the Brewers. Julio Urias, minus 165 in what could be his last start for the Dodgers, as Clayton Kershaw is expected to take his spot in the rotation next week. Colorado Rockies will play the San Francisco Giants. That was a 1-0 game last night. Bettis plus 130, Pomeranz minus 150. The Chicago White Sox will take on the Yankees in the American League. Plus 180 for the White Sox, minus 220 for the Yankees. That's J.A. Happ versus Lucas Giolito. There'll be no Gary Sanchez in the lineup. The Yankees placed him on the IL today with a calf strain. He's expected to miss the minimum time. Dellin Betances pitched a simulated game, or tried to pitch a simulated game for the Yankees today. It did not go well. Betances may not be back anytime soon. Tampa Bay Rays and Ryan Stanek will take on the Toronto Blue Jays and Tyler Thornton. Minus 155 for Stanek, plus 135 for Thornton and the Blue Jays. Baltimore Orioles are at the Red Sox, plus 205 for Hess and the Orioles. Red Sox and Eduardo Rodriguez, minus 255. Athletics and Rangers, Fears, minus 130. Smiley, plus 110. Cleveland Indians got the Kansas City Royals. Carlos Carrasco, minus 165. Royals and Keller, plus 140. Billy Hamilton, not expected to play. Crashed into the wall yesterday trying to catch that long drive that ended up tying the game in the ninth inning. Has a sprained knee. Houston Astros and Seattle Mariners. That's Wade Miley against Wade LeBlanc. Battle of the Wades. Minus 140 for Houston, plus 120 for Seattle, and that is your Major League scoreboard today. Other news that came out, the NFL will not suspend Reuben Foster for his problems from last season. He'll get a two-game fine instead, but no suspension. The Los Angeles Lakers and Luke Walton have agreed to part ways. Walton out as the Los Angeles Lakers head coach. Other news, Edwin Jackson has signed with the Oakland Athletics. They give him a little deep in their rotation. Max Scherzer will not pitch tomorrow. Max Scherzer with the ankle injury has been moved to Sunday, just one game. I'm George Kurtz, and this is your Fantasy News Update.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two. A Friday night. Freak Show Edition. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, now on YouTube as well. Cam Stewart's in Vegas, and I can't say I'm not a little bit jealous of him. You know, Cam's probably taken like a couple of weeks off his life with what he's done down there, but I've taken a couple of weeks off my life this week without anywhere near the fun.
No payoff.
Yeah, without exactly. Where's the payoff, Kurt? That's what I'm talking about. You know, where's the payoff? Except, unfortunately, for striking school workers in Urchville, Ohio, they did have a payoff. As police say, how about this? So, a lot of weird stories out there. People do weird things. And earlier this morning, we were talking about the consensual condom in which it takes four hands to open.
What?
There's a consensual condom now. We're in the Me Too era.
What if you have a threesome? Someone's being left out.
It's a very good...
I wanted to point that out. A little math for you.
You could always have another condom in the mix.
You could, but 94, don't you? I'm not... this is now getting off the tracks here.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, this is how whacked out this is. Of course, Ohio. I've always said this before, people. Ohio is like the Midwest. It's like Florida's Midwest. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, a couple got tired. Striking school employees were picking it outside the school. They lived across the street from the school. They got tired of the picketing, so they gave them cookies. They went out and said, "Oh, would you guys like some cookies?" Except they were laced with laxatives.
Oh,
laced with laxatives. And this is why, case in point, I don't trust. You can't trust food from people.
Well, that's pretty basic, right? I mean, yeah, we live in New York, so maybe that's why we wouldn't do that.
Like, it's happened to me before. Like, people have sent me, "Hey, Merry Christmas. We're sending you cookies and stuff." It's like,
no, I want stuff packaged.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'm not the president, but I can still be poisoned, you know?
I would think I was going the other direction when you were telling us that maybe they were happy. Maybe a little marijuana in there.
That'd be all right. Thinking. Yeah, I mean, that's even that. You know, whatever. Some people would freak out at that. That's, you know, it's not the end of the world. You know, here's another one, too. This was in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of twisted, sick people in Las Vegas. And Cam Stewart will join us from there soon.
He's one of them.
You know, this is someone, they're trying to kill dogs, basically. And they were throwing meatballs into backyards with dogs laced with rat poison.
Why?
Yeah, it's a good, like...
Is that what gets you off, doing the stuff like this?
Evidently, yeah. But the thing is, you know, I don't think the penalties are enough for people like this.
No.
If someone is willingly wrapping up rat poison and meatballs and throwing them in backyards and stuff, then they deserve to be, like, you know, beaten to a pulp.
You're trying to kill the dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's premeditation.
Yeah, animals aren't protected enough. When I lived in Vegas, there was a crime spree of homeless people getting attacked with, like, hammers. And cops set up a sting with, like a dummy, like a sleeping bag, and they caught the guy. The guy started smashing that dummy with a hammer.
Damn. Angry people out there.
Yeah, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, including your brains and your skin.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game time decision, ready, rage our radio. No laxative induced cookies here. But Cam Stewart's going to join us in a couple of minutes. He's in the middle of like, it's all crazy and loud in Vegas where he is right now. He's trying to find a quieter spot to join us from. Babano steps up and in. Who knows where Babano? Maybe he's at a soup fest. Maybe he's at a diner. Babano joins us. What's up, Babano?
No, I'm not on my way, but home sweet home. That's where I am right now. How are you, Gabe?
That's a little Motley Crue.
Yep.
Good tune.
Babano's carry what? You like that?
I'm a Motley Crue guy, yeah.
My life's an open book.
Too young to fall in love.
For the whole world to
looks
read.
To kill.
Come on, yeah, pick it up,
Babano. When it comes to metal, I'm a golden age of metal guy.
Can you sing it? Do you know the words?
Too much.
Can you sing it?
The chorus, yes. The
karaoke.
Version.
It's karaoke time.
My life's an open book for the whole world to read. You say it doesn't mean nothing.
Wait, everyone's going to have this song in their head the rest of the night now.
Cam Stewart, what's up,
by the
Cam?
Way, I keep.
Hey, everybody! I'm live, Gabe. I'm at Sunset Stations, our old stomping ground, buddy. I'll go grab a sub for you. I snuck into the radio studio where there's no people. There's a lot of flashing lights and slot players here, so I just ducked in the old studio. It's open.
Is it the same studio from years ago, or is it a new one?
Exactly. Where we met Mark Lawrence and I ate the two-day-old wings, exactly the same, but they took out the TVs. It's just a radio studio now.
That same booth. Yeah, that's great. You know, I told people, I said, day one, Cam in Vegas was, you were sharp, you were tired, but you said, all right, yeah, I'm just getting settled in. Day two, yeah. you weren't buzzed or anything. Day three, no. you were having a good time. Yesterday, I could sort of hear a little mini sort of slur, but not, you know, And I told people, I said, it's Friday. Cam's definitely gotten into it already. It's the final weekend of games, Cam, for you down there. So you're dialing it up a notch now.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that, Gabe. I'm only on Miller Lite number 3. But I will say, I just finished doing a hit with Blessing on the radio show with my proxy, Andy Isco. God, that guy kills me. That guy's the best, man. He rolls into the golf shirt, like, so tight, Gabe. Big boiler hanging out. I love that guy. So, yeah, we were just talking about the hockey games tonight and going over the board. And going to play some horses, too. Big numbers at Keeneland and Santa Anita. They're blowing up the tote board today. Just saw a 50-cent exacta paying $800. That's dangerous.
All right, so let's get into the games tonight here. Columbus and Tampa, we got a pretty big number in between 270, 280 or so. Total is 6.5. Babano, we'll start with you. Are the Tampa Bay Lightning going to bounce back this evening? And I don't want any part of this price, I'll tell you that much.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to... They're 18-2 off a loss this season. And unless they're all of a sudden some kind of phony, some kind of fraud, the mental pressure gets to them, they're rattled after losing game one, I don't see how they don't bounce back tonight. Like, if this is the Tampa Bay team that's dominated and had one of the best regular seasons in a long time in the NHL, I think this is their situation to bounce back. I'll give Columbus all the credit in the world. Could have easily said, not our night, when they were down 3-0, but they stuck to it. You know, Bobrovsky made some saves, held them in there. They got that first goal, got the confidence back. Part of that was Tampa Bay let their foot off the gas, put it in cruise control. This is going to be easy. We're up 3-0. Next thing you know, they lose game one. I think you get 60 minutes out of Tampa tonight. They are 18-2 off a loss.
Babano, we've got three other guys here on the show here. So,
Hey, Babano, I'm on vacation. Hey,
most of the wins have been by 2 goals or more, so I'm going puck line on Tampa tonight. -1.5.
Sorry, Cam. I had to jump in. Yeah, Cam, I'm like...
I know, Marazzi, that's the thing. Like, I'm like, I call in every day of the trip here. I'm like, I got business to take care of in the horse book. I feel a different way, Gabe. I think this is... Tampa Bay, and trying to get this President's Trophy, you might as well blow it up with a gun because it's bad. Oh, we want a record. You know this, Morency. Records mean nothing. It's about the Stanley Cup. And if Columbus gets an early couple goals in this game, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Sure, Tampa Bay should come back, but I'm telling you, I'm looking long and hard at Columbus puck line. Gabe, and we swept the board last night, buddy. Hit a parlay, too, with Toronto, Washington, and Calgary. Yeah, I hope you were on it, buddy. So. Yeah, we're feeling it right now, winning our last 6-7 hockey bets. But I'm telling you, I think Tampa Bay, Babano's right. They're a much better team, but things change in the playoffs. People's psyche gets crazy. And I'll tell you, if Columbus scores early, they can feel it. Give me Columbus +1.5. I'm not plowing this game because Tampa Bay's obviously better, but I wouldn't step in front of Columbus now. They're feeling it. They're playing with house money.
I like the pick, +1.5, -120. Kurtz?
No, I'm staying away.
Pass.
I think Tampa wins, but -305, I can't do it. I don't like the over-under either. I'll pass.
All right, we'll start with Cam on this one. Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Islanders. Islanders got it done in game one in overtime. Pittsburgh scored late to tie the game. Pittsburgh, a small road favorites, -120, total 5.5. What do you think about this one, Cam? You betting this game?
Yeah, I want to, and I really want to take the Islanders. Kurtz, congratulations to you, buddy. I was there watching the Vegas game when the Islanders scored in overtime. I was thinking about you. Big, big goal there. They had one disallowed that I thought should have been a goal because Pittsburgh's player pushed him in. Anyway, here's the thing. Pittsburgh should bounce back, but no one gives the Islanders respect, Gabe, and there's been steam burns. This line is up to, I'm seeing 30, 35 cents. It opened up here 20 in the sports books. I'm giving the Islanders a long, hard look, but it looks like it's the back and forth series here. Maybe under tonight. I think the Islanders are going to want to slow it down and suffocate the Penguins. But hey, no one gives the Islanders respect, but we do.
Babano, what do you say, Babano?
I lean Pittsburgh, but I'm not betting against the Islanders at Nassau. I think this is one of a series that Islanders could win tonight, and Pittsburgh wins both games at home. This has Homer series, I think, maybe written all over it. So Pittsburgh, I'd lean them, but I'm not confident. And I don't think they played great in game one, so it's a pass for me.
Colonel Kurtz.
I kind of like that. They didn't play great in game one. They'll play better tonight. I think Pittsburgh does win tonight. I'll take the -130.
Yeah, you know what? I said, me and Kurtz talked about this. Kurtz is an Islander fan. We both agreed. Said we think Pittsburgh is going to win the series, but probably loses game one. And I think we're going to be in. I don't disagree that it's going to be like a 7-game long series, though, Babano. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, Cam, here tonight. Pittsburgh Penguins. And I was on the island in the first game, but we're going Penguins tonight to get it done.
Gabe, we were confident with the card yesterday, very confident, and like the games went according to plan. So glad no one respected Toronto. That was awesome, especially when Boston scored the first goal. Tonight's a different story. We anticipate these teams that lost game one to come back and be very, I'm treading lightly in the NHL board tonight, even though it's been good, very, very dangerous. But there will be that one surprise, Gabe. Who's it going to be, the team to go up 2-0 from these teams that have to win? I was actually thinking, is it going to be Columbus? That's why I'm taking the plus 1.5. And the Winnipeg St. Louis series, buddy, you know, we'll get to this one. They're like suffocating pythons, St. Louis, man. Once they tied that game up, Winnipeg started to get cold and frustrated. I'm really worried. If you're a Jets fan, you should be concerned right now.
I'm going to go with the under here, 5.5. This is the one total that I will pull the trigger on. Winnipeg Jets minus 125, Babano. St. Louis Blues plus 105.
Yeah, I guess if I have the best bet tonight, it's this one. I like Winnipeg here tonight. They're not going down without a fight. This is a team that's 11-6 at home off a loss. This is a situation where during this great run of St. Louis, they've been even better at home than on the road. This is not the team you want to go down 2-0 for. You know, at some point, and Winnipeg's talked about it, we got to get traffic, rebounds, people in front of Jordan Binnington, impair his eyesight that he can't see that those pucks. I think you see that tonight. Crash the net, get in his kitchen, frustrate the guy, maybe push him a little bit. I think Winnipeg is desperate tonight, comes out with the home win.
And I think a lot of people are going to be betting the zigzag theory tonight, thinking that every team that lost is going to get the win tonight. Sounds like that. It's like a Bugs Bunny cam. I can just see people going right off the cliff later. I can't believe they're down 2-0. I don't trust the Winnipeg Jets.
Just a second. And with the case of the Jets, this is not like an also-ran. I know they didn't play great down the stretch, but this is a team that was in the Western Conference Final last year.
And they
that
choked.
Was one shot. Yeah, I know, but they got that far. This is Connor Hellebuck played good in game one. That was an even game in game one. The Blues won with a minute to go with the Tyler Bozak goal. Easily could have won Winnipeg that game. They had a great chance to tie it. The Jets aren't done yet, and they'll prove it tonight.
I'm not saying. All right, we'll get Kurt's take.
They're not done.
We'll get Kurt's take on the other side. All right, hang in there, guys. We'll go fast. We'll get a quick break in here. We'll be back on the other side. Ranger Red at Camp Stewart in Las Vegas for one last hit with us. Babano in the hammer. We're in Studio 34 with George Kurtz, Midtown Manhattan.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Cam, I know you're in Vegas, so I don't know, like if you're totally up to speed on what's going on in the real world. Like, you know, like a nuclear a bomb could have went off in like Korea. You wouldn't know. Like, at war. No.
What? A bomb in Korea?
No.
Did I win the quinella?
No, I said a bomb could have went off, but no. Right? Like.
Thank God.
Only if it affects the
sport,
right?
This is what happened in the real world. And I'm going to tip my cap to you on this one, Cam, because you said there's something off about this guy. I don't trust him, and I wouldn't have him as my pitch man. The Trivago guy got arrested this morning for passing out at the wheel of a live vehicle at an intersection in Houston, pissed drunk.
Throw the book at him.
Wow.
The Trivago guy.
I told you something about that guy, Morency. I told you something about him. When he first did those first acts, he had black teeth, a wrinkled shirt, no belt, and he's a pitch man. I'm like, something doesn't ring true here. I don't know what's going on. But in his defense, They cleaned him up, and basically they went from being that scumbag grifter that you see at the local casino trying to rob you into kind of like a respectable guy that your mom might date after a breakup. You know, like the coach of the 49ers, Tom Sula, with the windbreaker, right?
Yeah.
They cleaned him up. That'll tell you something, man. There was something about the Trivago guy that I didn't trust from the get-go. He gets a lot of paychecks, and man, you're making so much money now. You're on every damn channel. You see him everywhere. Get a driver, for God's sakes, man. You got money now.
The thing is, you're pitching hotels. So you're wasted. It's like you were wasted. Yeah. You should have been at a hotel.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I should have taken my own advice.
Like, why are you drunk in a hotel?
Unbelievable.
You know, the question is, though, will they fire him now? And I think they're going to.
Oh, yeah, because you could find another pitch, man. It's not like he's, you know, what was like a superior actor doing an ad, like, you know, Ted Danson.
I would leave him, though, Cam. Like Nick from ShamWow. Yeah. Remember when he put his own mugshot in there? And it,
yeah. Yeah, good talk.
They should leave the Trivago guy. And he'd say, like, I like that book, Hotels. And at the end, he'll go, next time I'm taking a taxi. And he'll wink.
Yeah. Like what they're doing with Drew Brees.
A lot of good hotels you can stay at on Trivago. He goes, but if you've had it, you take a taxi. And like, people like me,
Remember,
50% of America has been arrested for drunk driving before, right? Like, yeah, it doesn't.
He's got the mugshot, yeah, for those tough nights. I remember that. Like, gotta love this guy. Yeah, Vince, he's got that trick eye, too. But you said it, though, Marenti, the Trivago guy, it's kind of a pick 'em. I'm not sure. Like, there's a lot of other guys that can play that role. It's not like he's a real special endorser. So he's playing, he's hanging on by a thread right now.
You called it. He looks wasted in the mugshot, too. Like you said, he's all disheveled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew it, man.
It's like with the commercial they've got with Drew Brees doing the loose-fitting clothing. They've got him doing one, and it's a little nod, wink of the eye, and a little nod to something that happened in the past, the pass interference call. Drew Brees walking down the street, sees someone wearing the same brand of clothing. He says, well, at least someone finally made the right call. A great commercial that they got Drew Brees in now.
He's right. I've seen that commercial.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
You seen that,
came
Ken?
Out like this week. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah,
I like it. It's all right, that's I'll give it that. Yeah, yeah.
It's cute.
All right.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I just figured I'd keep you up to date, Cam, that the Trivago guy got busted.
I had a feeling. You're right. I was on this turkey a long time ago. I knew something didn't smell right, Marenti.
All right, St. Louis Blues and the Winnipeg Jets. Yeah, so when you know the Winnipeg Jets 13-2 in their last 15 games after losing a one goal game to a division rival, blah 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 blah. Yeah, they do bounce back, but this is the postseason. They have a history of choking the Jets in the playoffs. What do you got, Kurtz? Here, what are you saying?
Yeah, when Nashville Predators didn't win that division, Winnipeg lost it. The only thing I was worried about from St. Louis coming into the series was Binnington. You know, rookie goaltender. How would he react? Bright lights of the playoffs. Would he be the same goaltender? He was. Good. I think everything points to St. Louis in this game other than it's in Winnipeg. Betting-wise, I'm not touching it. I don't trust the Jets. I just don't. They haven't played well now in quite a while for whatever reason. They had something to play for. This isn't like the Vegas Golden Knights or the Tampa Bay Lightning who had nothing to play for months. Winnipeg was trying to win that division and avoid this series. Instead, they lost it, and I don't think they're going to get it back. I'm not touching it.
All right, Babano. The real question, and Cam, actually, you're in Vegas, so we'll start with you, actually, Cam, yeah. And we'll get to you, Babano, on this. Cam, Vegas, you said people were kind of down on the Knights after that first game. This one's not in Las Vegas, but what are you expecting? Are the, you know, the Knights have to play better. Like, they were the team that played the worst out of any team in the NHL, and so far. They've been the worst team so far that game.
They have been. I just did a hockey show with Blessing, too, and we talked about it. They picked up that stud from the KHL that they have. He's not going to be in the lineup probably till game three, especially if they lose. I will say this, though, the under game. That is what I'm, and you know me, I'm a side man. I love sides. I really don't play a lot of totals, but 6.5, Vegas knows you can't get in a gunfight with San Jose. It didn't work the last game. They have to play a slow, methodical game, and the longer it goes 0-0, the better it is for them. I could see a 2-1, 3-1 game. 6.5, buddy, I'm taking a page out of your book, drinking your Kool-Aid and medicine. Give me the under. Keep it digging. 6.5, it's going under, Marenti.
I like it. I got burnt with the under the other night. Babano, congratulations, you hit the over barely. It was a weird game where it was nothing was happening, and then there were a bunch of goals, and then nothing happened again, and then boom, it gets to 7 in the end. What are you expecting tonight but battle Vegas and San Jose?
Yeah, in theory, there's reasons to like the under, but with Martin Jones still unproven to me, game one didn't show me anything in terms of, oh, Martin Jones is back. No, Vegas just didn't put the puck at the net. You know, they only had 10 shots after the first two periods in that game. So I'm not convinced all of a sudden life is fine and good for Martin Jones. We'll see what he does tonight when he likely faces more shots. I like the over again, but not as much as the other night. Side-wise, I lean to Vegas, but I'm going to hope they lose tonight, and I'll back them game three. So pass on the side, lean over.
All right. So, Babana, before we get you out of here, and in the next segment, we'll talk a little Masters golf with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. The Toronto Maple Leafs, Cam. How about them buds?
Yep.
How about them buds? I said it yesterday.
I'll tell you.
Boston can't be beat. Shut up.
I just talked to my buddy at the horse book before I came in here to do it. He had money on Toronto, too. Reverse puck line, -1.5. Cashed a big ticket. We said the exact same thing. Nobody giving these guys respect. And I'll say this, Morancy. True about picking up Tavares. The Leafs, if they don't sign Mitchell Marner, I don't care what you pay this guy. He is the best player on the team. He shows up in the playoffs too. Love it, love it. He's going to make a lot of money, but you pay the man. You can't let him walk. The Leafs are getting no respect, and I'll tell you, I'm not sold on Tuukka Rask and any of this Boston. Top heavy on the first line with Pastrnak. The Leafs can win. If Anderson plays average and their defense doesn't cough up the puck, they will beat Boston in the series, and I believe, Gabe, all those years are getting deep down. That's why the Leafs come back. Give me the pooch.
All right, Babano. Before we get you out of here, Babano.
Blessing says hi there. Gabe, he just walked in the studio here with a beer for me.
And what up, Blessing? What a beer.
What up, Blessing?
We're in Studio 34. I wouldn't mind a drink, too, but, you know, it's very upper-class type of clientele here tonight.
True. High-end.
Yeah.
Yeah, here at Palace Stations, I get a cold Miller Lite for free with Blessing. He's got Sunset Station. Drink tickets, Gabe. Gonna hit the horse book, too.
Say Palace Station. They renovated Palace Station. It's all nice now.
Mixed.
All right, Babano.
I love them both.
NBA playoffs, Babano. Did anything catch your eye for the opening round on Saturday here?
We're going with the Dogs on Saturday. I like Brooklyn +7. I like Orlando +8.5. And I know the fears. Maybe this is different with Toronto's core different, new different coach and Nurse, that maybe the game one home struggles will end. I got to be convinced of it. I like Brooklyn. I like Orlando as a dog. An upset special, San Antonio to +5.5 against Denver. And I think they've got a real chance to win that series as well against the Nuggets. So I'm looking at the Nets, the Magic, and the Spurs on Saturday. And by the way, if you want to look at the Drew Brees ad I mentioned, Drew Brees Untuck It. If you search that on YouTube, you'll find it.
Good information. I know.
So what, Drew Brees? The Untuck.
Untuck It.
Yeah, they're designed for people who don't like to tuck their.
I
never do.
I can't really tell the difference between too much of the Untuck It and just a shirt that you don't tuck in.
Regular shirt. I agree, Morancy. It's only an inch or two. It's like, really? You're untucking it? It looks the same to me.
They're like $89 or something, too.
That's all an Untuck It is. It's just an inch shorter.
Great call by you guys. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I went to the outlet here. What was it? The Nautica? I get a double X, whatever, same thing. It was for $19. I'll untuck it. How about suck it, untuck it?
Unsuck it.
Yeah, unsuck
it. Too expensive for what you get. I'm not a fan.
It is. All right, Babano. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for stepping up. Where can people find you and your picks?
Just email now. You got to just email Bobano350 at gmail.com. We're on our own, doing our own thing. So that's how you get in touch if you want to jump on board as a member. Bobano350 at gmail.com. Guys, good luck this weekend. Cam, have fun the rest of your time in Vegas. Have a great weekend.
Ian Cameron.
Thanks, Bobano.
AKA Bob Bano. Get his hockey pin. Don't forget, you can get Bobano on Patreon as well. Bobano does, and 7 days a week, too. So, check out Patreon, the Ice Guys. Patreon, the Ice Guys. I gave him an opportunity to plug it, Cam. He didn't.
No, that's the thing, Morancy. You can't do everything. Hey, buddy, you're hosting, plugging, untucking.
Exactly. You don't know. Yeah. Exactly. I can't say it's been It's been a rough week here, too, Kev. It's like, you know, loosening the tie this week.
You miss me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm jealous. I wish I was down there. I wish I was down there.
I could have met my brother, too. My half-brother was down there. Yeah, he's riding his motorcycle, man. It's crazy. This guy's an animal, Gabe. He stopped drinking, but now he discovered blackjack. He won $1,900 in video slots, too. He's an animal.
All right, so hang in there, Cab. We'll do a quick little golf hit here. Talk Masters. Thanks to Babbitt for stepping up and in.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
We threw it down this morning with Joe Ranieri. Here we are, game time decisions.
Ooh.
Let's get stone.
Oh, is that what this is? I don't know the song. I don't know. I have no idea who sings this.
I thought that was a theme song for the blues there. I didn't know what's going on. It sounded very bluesy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a sign, actually, to take the St. Louis Blues tonight, I think.
Yeah, blues.
That's why I bet on the Blues.
On the Blues. Carlo on defense. Cena on PK. Conk's letting pucked in. The under, we're screwed again. That's why we don't bet on the Blues.
Now they have Bennington.
Happier now
Bennington stopping pucks.
Love Bennington. Guy's amazing.
I'm going to take the under in that game here tonight. All right, so.
Good call.
I guess, you know, if we could, you could play another one, Bites the Dust, because a couple of our parlays bite the dust at the Masters.
Oh.
These make-the-cut parlays. Yeah, man. Son of a...
Hey, dude,
Justin Rose, are you kidding me? Justin Rose? Paul Casey?
What
the hell's going on here?
How do you feel, dude? I'm telling you, like, honestly, I made some good picks, but I'll give myself the Andy pat on the back. My Paul Casey pick sucked. I thought this guy could actually win the Masters 10 over. I've never seen anything like it. Gabe, he always plays well there, but this happens every year. Two guys that you love. I know everybody that loved Rose and Casey, and these turkeys are playing horrible golf right now. Just par for the course, buddy. Unbelievable stuff. I can't believe how bad these guys are playing.
Hey, you want a bad pick? I took Vijay Singh as the top amateur. He's
top senior.
Yeah, top seed while he's playing. Yeah, he's worse. He's playing like an amateur. Yeah. What worse? Yeah, he's 84th.
I know.
Yeah, he was. Angel Cabrera is actually the worst guy.
You know what the best is? Sandy Lyle is beating the crap out of Vijay Singh.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'll give Blessing credit. He did a geriatric bet, matchup bet. Sandy Lyle versus Larry Mize, a lock. Sandy Lyle won the par 3 contest, too.
Really?
I was just a little distracted.
Good pick.
We just got shut down, Kurtz.
Yeah, that was that wasn't here last time I was here, by the way. They did not do this.
Yeah, it's distracting. Like I said, I'm sorry.
Who shut down? What's going
on?
No,
shut down, but they closed the blinds.
Yeah, put behind a curtain.
And it's happy hour. There's a million people. And I'm not going to lie, it is distracting. There's like a bunch of MILFs that keep waving and taking pictures at me. So I'm ladies. And
good
finally
luck.
They come and close
Bring
the curtain.
Bring your wallet, Marenti.
Yeah.
Bring your wallet, buddy.
That's what I told Kurtz. I'm not spending $220 drinking here again.
No way.
All right. So what's going to happen? Let me get you the updated odds here for the Masters. Let's see. Let's see who's going to win from here on out now. Dustin Johnson is now favored, plus 700.
Ugh.
Brooks Koepka, 750. Yep. Molinari's plus 750. You and I both have a piece of John Rahm. Let's hope Rahm can do this. Rahm's 8-1 right now. Rahm's in the mix. He's 5-under, two shots off the lead. Tiger Woods is 9-1. Adam Scott is 10-1. Jason Day, 10-1. Louis And remember, Dan Daly gave us earlier in the week, Cam, on the morning show, his long shot. Brady Cannon's long shot was Louis. And Dan Daly's long shot was Ian Poulter, who's also playing well.
Oh, I got to, yeah, you, good pick. Yeah, no, I've always been, Poulter's one of those guys. It's funny, out of all the Brits we looked at, we're like Rose and Casey. Poulter, he plays well at Augusta, too. Like, he's been on page one of the leaderboard many times. And the thing is, the conditions are pristine right now, Gabe, not dealing any wind. It's perfect. It's perfect. Ian Poulter, too, is a very streaky putter. Watch out for this guy. Like, I'm down with Poulter. Like, a lot of people aren't. I don't understand. There's a lot of, like, guys who don't really like Ian Poulter because in the Ryder Cup he gets all emotional. Well, you know, he's just defending his turf. He's just one of those guys. And I like a little emotion in golf. There's a lot of guys that are boring out there. You know what I mean? You should embrace Poulter. He's a good character. I like him. 80-1 at the start of the tournament. Some books have him at 100. Great, great value pick.
All right. You know, well, it's still early, man. A lot of racetrack left in this tournament, but looks like it's going to be a pretty eventful weekend at Augusta this weekend.
Oh, big time. There's so many guys in the mix. You said it. Tiger Woods is playing well. Look at the young guys, too. Rahm is lingering. Francisco Molinari, too, Gabe. I hate to say I don't have him because at the book that I went to, he's 14-1. I know some people got him at, I think, 22 was probably the best number you can get for him. And I'll tell you something. He never gagged. Every time. British Open, I had him. Wins, wire to wire. Other tournaments, crushes people. He's one of these guys that doesn't have bad rounds and go backwards. These other guys are going to have to get their game going and get on the birdie train. One thing about Molinari, man, his putter's hot and he keeps it in play. That's a dangerous, dangerous recipe. But guys like John Rahm, they can do it, Gabe, but they're going to have to eagle a couple holes. There's going to be some magic on the back nine. That's what they're going to need because Molinari is like a surgeon. You talked about the game operation. He's the guy with the steady, steady hand. He's not afraid of the funny bone. He goes right in there and gets it. No red light. Molinari, scary. Italian with nerves of steel.
I got to say, probably the biggest surprise that a guy playing as well as he is, somebody that nobody was talking about at all, is this Justin Harding guy. Justin Harding right now is 50-1 to win it all.
Yeah, he gave at the start. I think I saw Harding on the board at Will Hill at 175-1. Kind of like it was one of those like Afa Barnrat things. He might have been a little bit higher than him. Justin Harding is a South African golfer playing on the European Tour. Very, very solid. It's funny. A lot of guys are respected. We were talking about Wallace, who's done absolutely nothing. But Harding was the other guy, you know, both around the same number, who's playing great golf. He's been very consistent, too. A great European Tour player. And it's amazing. This guy's not fazed by Augusta at all. Harding is very, very dangerous because he's also been in big situations before. Not a name people know, but also not a gagger. I don't think he's going to win, Gabe, but I think he'll be lingering. Like a bad odor, he'll hang around.
So what's the plan tonight? When do you leave? You leave Sunday night, Vegas?
Yeah. We leave after the Masters. So tonight is basically the last night. My brother got on his motorcycle. He's heading back to Calgary. We're staying there another couple nights. Morenci's are going to probably take it easy tonight. I'm hanging out with Blessing now. We're going to hit the horse book and the betting tonight. Probably watch some NHL games with my lady. Saturday night's perfect because the Leafs game's back. So that's kind of like the last night to rev it up. And, I'm going to go for it on the felt. I've been very disciplined, Gabe. You would have been proud of me. I'm not the same person that loses a paycheck on the table. It's like if I get up a couple $100, I'll go for a walk. I'm methodically plotting, and so far we've hit more winners than losers. And because I know it's going to happen. Like I sat down with my brother at the blackjack table last night, lost 7 hands in a row. That couple $100 is gone. I walk. No bank machine, no BS. You know what I mean? You reload the gun another day. You don't go back there and take bullets all night. You'll be broke. And I used to do that all the time. Sometimes it's just not your night.
7 hands in a row, huh?
Going well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. I got dealt 12 and a 13 and a 16. Like, I had no cards that I could play with. And you know me, I know how to play blackjack. It doesn't matter. If you're getting dealt 12, 13s, 14s, 15s, and 16s, not even a 17 to hold on, you're done in that game. They got you by the nuts. So sometimes you just got to go to another table or take a break. Go hit the sports book. That's the thing about Vegas, Gabe. You got to keep on moving. You know what I mean? When things aren't working, find something that works.
It's a good point. They get you when you stay in one space. Your
yes,
stationary target. It's a good point.
Exactly. You got to move, man. You got to. If sports book, if you have a bad day in baseball, you go to the felt. If they see you at the felt too long, you got to go somewhere else. You know, hit the Keno machine. You got to keep on moving. Keep on moving because the bullets are flying.
Have they You know, so you're down there in Fremont. Have you seen, like, you know, the big football field where, like, they have the Raider parties and stuff like that? The D throws it?
Yep.
Are they doing anything there, like, for, like, the Vegas Golden Knights? Or, like, is there an outdoor screen or anything going on?
Yeah, they got the outdoor party exactly there, Gabe. It's like right by when we were at the Golden Nugget there, right by our room. Huge party there. So I saw that. But you got to remember, I went out with Blessing to Sunset there to watch the game too. But back exactly where you say, it's a huge, huge viewing party on Fremont Street right there. And if you're at the Nugget or any of those hotels, it's basically eye level. It's huge. It's the screen's so big. No matter how far you are, you can see the score and the action. It's massive.
It's a good time going there, actually. We watched the Raiders preseason game there, actually.
Yeah.
On the screens, they got bars.
You, Gabe, it's cool, but I'm going to tell you something straight up, and you know me. This is the problem now, resort fees. The Raiders are coming into town. We have Vegas. Like I told you, I'm staying at the Golden Nugget, and my brother paid for everything. I'm still rolling out $300 and change resort fees. It's only going to go up with the Raiders.
Yep.
The public money, you know, if they did for whatever. Tourists are getting gouged. I talked to Blessing and his buddies about it. It's only going to get worse with the Raiders. So a lot of people, I think, are going to get off the strip and downtown and start staying at places like, you know, the Sun Coast or South Point and those type of places, you know, because it's getting really, really, the fees are killing people. That's the problem.
That's the one good thing about the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. No resort fee.
Exactly. And that's huge. Hey, buddy, Gabe, it's $50 a night. Like, that adds up after a while. Like, think about it. You talk about your transportation and stuff like that. Like, who's to say you're going to win, too? The casino, not everyone's a good gambler, right? So they have the edge and you're paying fees. It gets to be an expensive trip if you don't hit any winners.
So what's the deal, Kurtz? You guys, is there a show tomorrow? Somebody stepping up for Cam? How's this working?
I hope somebody's coming in for me because I'm out of the country. So I hope
because he's like,
there.
Cam can't be waking up at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it would be 8 in the morning. Right? You're covered, Cam. Joe Galena, the fantasy Jesus, the fish store, Mr. Galena.
Oh, Joe the Fish.
Yeah, Joe's Fish Market. Love him. Love him.
Joe the Fish in the house.
Joe the Fish Galena. Yeah. Perfect.
All right, Cam. So what are the best bets then for tonight, tomorrow? This is the last time we're going to speak. It's the last time people are going to hear you this week from Vegas. So what are your final words of wisdom? What should we bet on?
Yeah, I don't know. Words of wisdom, Gabe, but I really like the under in the Vegas game tonight. I think Vegas really wants to slow it down and not get into a track meet with San Jose. I like that. And I'm actually looking at the Blues under, as you say. It might be a totals night for me tonight since the sides have been good, but I don't feel them tonight. Under in the Winnipeg game, under in the Jets, Vegas game, and I'm looking at taking the Jets. Kurtz, I want to take the Islanders, but I can't. So under Winnipeg Jets, under Vegas, and those are the plays right now, Gabe. And Columbus, +1.5 on the puck line. I would not even be shocked if this game went to overtime. I think Columbus is going to give Tampa Bay fits again.
So do I. I think that I like every one of your picks.
On the money line. I might take them on the money line. We'll see how it goes. Hey, we won our last 7 hockey bets. It's not going to last forever, Marenzi, but hopefully you and Kurtz hit the mother load tonight, and I'll see you next Monday when I'm back in town running on fumes.
The Cam's been on fire this week, starting with the Virginia stuff. Good job, Cam. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. I just talked to Billy the doorman. We finished fourth, I think, in the other pool, too, so I think we get another grand split. It ends up to about, like, I think $2,200 each or whatever like that, but yeah, I owe some other things. So you know how it works, Marenzi. Easy come, easy go. I get it in one hand, and I'm paying it out in the other hand. Right, buddy? It's never yours.
And you know what? I'll suggest, too, don't forget, Cam, you can get some nice memorabilia, posters, Vegas, whatever. Add to the set.
Yeah, good call. Those posters, Gabe, I have them held up by, like, duct tape. They're probably on the ground as we speak right now. And Portuguese Joe's moving out at the end of the month. So more money, please. I need more.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I forgot. Do we have Big Cat here? It's my bad. My apologies to Big Cat. All right, so listen, hang in here, Cat, for 1 second. Big Cat wants to say hi to you in Vegas.
Okay.
So hang in there. Sorry, Big Cat.
Okay.
That's my bad. My apologies.
I got a roll soon, get him on there. Yeah.
My apologies to everyone. All right, we're going to be taking a break in a second here, and then we'll get Big Cat on. Because I realized with Big Cat, I'm like, sports memorabilia. Yeah, he wants to say he's going to send us some stuff to add to the collection, so to speak. So the first game off the board, guys, Tampa Bay and Columbus here this evening. And I think Tampa Bay are under a lot of pressure. They might win the game, but I don't think they're just going to smoke Columbus. I don't think Columbus are just happy getting the win. I think Columbus, they blew a 2-0 lead last year. They know, hey, we got to get this. So Cam Stewart's with us from Vegas just for one last 2 minute, 3 minutes here. Big Cat's going to get on. George Kurt's going to get us caught up to date, all that and more.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, level two, winding down. Kurt's going to get us caught up to date. Thanks to Cam Stewart for stepping up in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't look now, but NFL teams are focusing on the 2019 NFL Draft. You know what? We're going to start focusing on the NFL Draft starting next week as well. The first round of the draft, Thursday, April the 25th. For serious fantasy football players, it's never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season with Roto Experts, but we'll tell you about that. Let's get Big Cat in here. He wants to say hi to Cam in Vegas. What's up, Big Cat?
Hey, Gabe. How's it going, boys?
Hey, sorry. I apologize. I appreciate the patience, Big Cat. What's going on?
No worries. You got two days left, Cam. You better give it until you leave Sunday.
Give her.
You got it, Big Cat. You got it, buddy. I'll sleep.
Fubar.
Sleep when you're dead, buddy. Sleep when you're dead. I'm giving her.
Okay, first of all, guys, I got Jordan Spieth here to win the Masters here. He's minus one. He shot a minus four today, was probably missing a couple of 4-foot putts. He could have been at minus three. Does he have any chance of climbing his way back in, do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, Big Cat. I love that live bet, Gabe, but I'm telling you something. That's a grind-out round by Spieth. You said it. He could have been 6 or 7 under today. Watch out for this kid. With confidence, maybe he can go on a run. There's magic at Augusta, and you know what? He's failed before putting balls in the water. Maybe he has a miraculous run over the weekend. It's not over. If you live bet him today, at least he's in contention because he was about 60 or 70 to 1 after being at pre
80 to 1 right now.
80 to 1? Well worth the $10 play. Like, you know, $800. Why not? Yeah. The guy's not done yet. There's still 36 holes of golf left. Let's rock.
What else you got for us, Big Cat?
As far as Vabano saying the Spurs are going to knock off the Nuggets, I don't think they'll be lucky to win one game in that series. I think Denver's on a mission. I don't see him winning more than one. It's going to be done in five. What do you guys think?
I think it goes seven. I think the home team's going to win every game in that series. I don't think either team will win. I don't think either team will win in each other's arena. Cam?
Yeah, I was actually talking to Isco, and he's kind of like Mark Lawrence. He has a supercomputer, and he says the Spurs numbers actually came up a lot weaker than he thought. He was talking about the Nuggets, so he's all in on the Nuggets, Big Cat, in five. But I'm with Dan. I probably think it ends in six. Yeah, like, what do you think about that, Morenci? I like Denver in the series. I don't think San Antonio gets it done.
I think San Antonio will be a little bit better than people think they're going to be. I think Denver home court will be the difference. Cam Stewart, we'll see you Monday, Cam. Thanks, Big Cat.
You got it, guys. Good luck, everybody.
Have a good day, guys.